In the next half hour of All Things Considered, we will look into another public health problem. Neurologist Oliver Sacks offers his views on the human variants of mad cow disease. First, an update on how British authorities are dealing with the threat from a royal dog. England's Princess Anne has two bull terriers that are getting harder and harder to love. One of them, named Florence, is in the doghouse this week, we're told, after savaging one of the Queen's Welsh corgis and biting a maid. To find out why the British royals tolerate this beastly behavior, we've called Damien Barr of the Times of London. And so, Damien, we've got two dogs here that are now in trouble, right?
Absolutely. This has been a Canis Horribilis for Princess Anne and her pets. Shortly after arriving in Sandringham, the Queen's Palace in Norfolk on Christmas Eve, Princess Anne's dog, Flory, attacked one of the Queen's corgis, injuring it so badly it had to be put down shortly thereafter.
The injured dog was put down?
The injured dog was put down, yeah, that's right. It killed one of the Queen's corgis, Pharos, the Queen's oldest pet.
But Florence is still alive and biting.
Florence is still alive and she's still biting. Interestingly, the Royal Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals called for Flory to be put down, and of course the Queen is the patron of the RSPCA, so that must have been very tense.
So one of the dogs is Florence, or Flory, as you're calling her, since you're on such close terms with her. The other dog's name is what?
Doughty. And Doughty was in trouble last year after biting two children in Windsor Park, which is the park next to the Queen's Palace in Windsor. It savaged a 7-year-old boy and a 12-year-old boy, but was let off. It managed not to be sent to the Tower. It's still alive and doing doggy therapy.
Once again, the dog gets away with it, but Princess Anne got in trouble.
Princess Anne was in trouble. She's the first senior member of the royal family to appear in court for some time and the first conviction in 350 years. She was fined £350 for the mauling.
Doesn't the public there think that maybe something should be done to these dogs themselves?
There have been calls in some of the tabloid papers here in England for the dogs to be put down because they say if it was the dogs of a subject, they would be put down, but because it's the dogs of a royal, they're being spared the axe.
Is it possible to retrain a dog after it is bitten a few commoners?
Well, Doughty hasn't bitten anyone since she's done her behavioural therapy, but Flory, having killed one corgi and seriously injuring a maid over the holidays, is looking like the more dangerous of the two. But she's going to go into behavioural therapy, and the hope is that she will become a better dog.
Damien Barr is the canine correspondent for the Times of London. Damien, thanks.
You're welcome.